Well, we're going to talk about family matters. We're not going to talk about loving the world. We're going to talk about loving the family. We're not even going to talk about loving one another. We're going to talk about loving the family, loving the husband and the wife and the children and the mother and the father and the aunt and the uncle. You know, that's where love is tough, isn't it? We take liberties at home. We're not as nice at home as we are in public. Have you noticed that? Somehow you think when you get home, you can let your hair down. They have to take you like you are. But you're born of the Spirit. You're born of God. You're God's kid. I can tell by the smile on your face, you're God's kid. See, we're God's children. We're born of love. And the love of God flows out of us everywhere we go and everything we do. And we have to be especially conscious to love those we live with. You know, every year, Wayne and I fight over the azaleas. I don't know where you have your big disagreement, but we had 6-foot-tall azaleas, and I loved them. Wayne chopped them down. And I thought, you know, I'm just going to kill you. I'm just going to kill you. That's it. And Suzanne said, I wouldn't. That's our daughter. Works for us. She says, I wouldn't, Mom. If you do damage to him, 10 minutes later, you'll need him for something. And I thought, you know, that's right. That's absolutely right. I love those azaleas. And he was raised on a farm. He thinks nothing should be over 3 to 4 inches tall, you know. And in the end of the season, you chop it down again. And so that's what we do. Well, I had to learn to allow him to control the azaleas. I had to learn to not compromise, but yield and submit. The scripture says in Ephesians 5, submitting to one another. Now, when you submit, you yield. And it's voluntary submission. It's not nobody, it's somebody's forcing you, twisting your arm, saying you'll do this or I'm going to do bodily harm to you. It's I choose to submit. He's my husband. He didn't kidnap me. I wanted him. You need to remember that as you get older. Nobody made you marry him. Nobody made you marry her. You could have had somebody else, but you chose the person you're living with. And so we're going to choose to be nice. Now look to your neighbor and say, we're going to be nice. I have that over my kitchen sink. Nice matters. And then to the left of my sink, I have be patient and kind. And then on the other side, I have another love slogan, because I know that it's very difficult, that we are not always careful to love, to be loving to those we love the most. Have you discovered that? That the things you wouldn't do at the office, you would feel free to do at home. Have you figured that out? You would never kick the neighbor's dog, but you might kick your own. Huh? That's the English word I teach them in Russia. Huh? One lady said, what does that mean? And I said, I don't really know. Me doesn't mean anything. Now, Deuteronomy 11 gives us God's picture for the home, and it's a wonderful, wonderful picture. And I want you to read part of that. Look at verse 18. Therefore shall you lay up these words in your heart and in your soul and bind them for a sign upon your hand, that they may be as frontlets between your eyes and you. So teach them your children. Oh, that's so important. Speaking of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, when you rise up, and you shall write them upon the doorposts of your house, upon your gates, that your days may be multiplied and the days of your children in the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers to give them, as the days of heaven upon the earth. That's God's picture for his people. Heaven upon earth. Heaven upon earth. Means when you step into your household, there should be that peace that passes all understanding, that joy unspeakable and full of glory, that love that's abundant and abounds and beyond measure. That's what we should have in our home. It says the days of heaven upon earth. Now, it's interesting if we go to Revelation and get God's description of heaven and realize what God is saying to his people. Now, Israel were servants of God. They were not sons of God. Nobody was a son of God until after the resurrection of Jesus. He came to the world as the only begotten son. But he came to bring many sons into glory. And God wanted his servants to have heaven upon earth. He said, I'm giving you the promised land. He said, it's not going to be like Egypt. He said, I'm giving to you. And it's not going to be like Egypt. See, we love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. What you have in your heart and what you have in your home is different from what the world has. And it's so different that the world should come to you. They should notice. They should step into your home in the atmosphere, in the presence of the Spirit. Heaven upon earth in your home should make a difference in your neighborhood. I know one lady told me she felt that her neighborhood was having some kind of a Christmas thing, and they asked her would she open her home for dessert, and she felt to do that, and so she did. Well, later on, one of the neighbors said of her, you know, there's something different about your home. I couldn't figure it out, but there's a